It's the What a Weird Week show for Friday, June 9th, 2023. The UFOs have landed.
Hi, everybody, it's Weird.
This is like crazy being here.
Really weird tales.
Well, I got a great show for you today with some wonderful weird stuff.
Hello, you. I am Scott. Here is the show. In case you missed it, every Friday, we do a Weird News of the Week Top 10 Countdown. We do the podcast, a blog. That has all the stories in the show notes. And we do a YouTube video. So you can find everything at shownotes.page. Shownotes.page.
10.
Number 10 is the miracle diet that's been under our noses this whole time. Fellow made the news, Kevin McGinnis, after losing 60 pounds. And this is what he did. Are you ready for the secret? He ate at McDonald's for 100 days. Half portions. McDonald's, half portions. That's the diet, essentially. So I had my doubts about this. He ate everything on the menu, too, except sugary drinks. So what he would do, get a quarter pounder meal. You eat half of the burger, eat half of the fries. That's the diet. Also, no booze. How do you feel about that? Not sure. No snacks between meals. That would be tough. But also, no added fruits and vegetables and no exercise. So it seems as though there's a little something for everyone with that diet plan, but please consult your physician before embarking on any diet, especially if it involves everything on the fast food menu. I've never been to medical school, you guys, but I would say just double check a few things before you jump into this one.
9.
Number 9, the Barbie movie and the Pink Emergency. Barbie caused the Pink Emergency, you guys. They used so much of this particular fluorescent pink paint for the Barbie movie that there was a shortage of it. So if you were planning some sort of pink project, I'm sorry, all that paint went into the Barbie dream house and the Barbie movie universe. It is a very, very pink production. The paint company, Roscoe, says that Barbie got all their fluorescent pink paint. There were supply chain issues also. And that is definitely tied into this story, but Barbie used a lot of pink paint, you guys.
8.
Another discovery has stunned scientists. Seems like all the time you hear that headline now. Scientists stunned about this or that. And I'm unnerved by it. I don't want to live in a world where our finest minds are constantly being stunned by things. I want them to know a few things and be like, yeah, we knew that. No worries, we got this one. You know, I want that headline once in a while. This is legit. I thought it was clickbaiting, but right in the article, a professor, one of the scientists, is quoted as saying, I was actually stunned when I saw these. A team of astrophysicists discovered, quote, hundreds of mysterious structures in the middle of our galaxy. That got me. I read that and I was like, tell me more of these mysterious structures. Then, quote, they were described as one-dimensional cosmic threads. Which sounds like an album title. Creedence Clearwater Revival, 1973. Pretty good. A lot of deep cuts. These one-dimensional cosmic threads, as near as I can tell, they're made of shiny gas. They are long threads. And they found these in the center of our galaxy. And one of the professors, one of the scientists, is quoted as saying, stunned. And I'm not exactly sure what this means for you and me. I should say, they think, how did they get there? They think it was a black hole commingling with other, quote, space materials. And that's what caused these mysterious threads in the middle of our galaxy. I don't know what this means for science. They are very excited. A lot of the scientists, stunned and excited and getting published over this finding. So there's that. As for you and me, the universe is beautiful. Maybe is that a good takeaway? Also, scientists, even when you are stunned by things, it's unsettling for us non-science people to learn that you're stunned. Play it cool maybe once in a while. Just be chill about the things that have shocked and stunned you so that we don't panic. I would appreciate that. I would take that as a personal favor.
7.
Number 7, AI drone turns against human operator. This one is scary. I read this and I freaked out. And then I got to the end of the article and I was like, what? We hear these scary AI stories all the time. AI is going to destroy us all. It's going to take over. We cannot control the AI. It's already passing the bar exam. It's already churning out gold records that sound just like Drake. And then this in the news. The headline from Newsweek was military drone attacks human operator in hypothetical scenario. The United States Air Force ran this experiment slash simulation. A drone is programmed to take out enemy sites. It wins points every time it takes out an enemy. But it had to get a human operator's approval to destroy these enemy sites. And sometimes a human operator would not approve. So the drone optimized the situation by killing the human operator so it would be free to take out all of the enemies for all of the points. That's scary, except it didn't happen. A colonel gave that presentation. That scenario was presented to a bunch of people at a conference. And then after the conference, the colonel said, oh, well, I misspoke. It wasn't really a simulation experiment. It was a thought experiment. So, you know, it happened in people's thoughts. And that's where we're at with that one. Would have been scary if it really happened. I'll give you that. I mean, that's, I'd watch that movie and I'd be scared.
Six.
Number six, weird fish, weird fish, weird fish. I like a good weird fish story, but I got to tell you, this one almost didn't make the top 10. Almost got cut from the top 10 of weird this week. Somebody in South Carolina saw this weird fish swimming on the surface of the water. They got a great video. We linked to it in the show notes. It ends up on the local news. Then it got solved. So when we started doing this story early in the week, it was like a mystery fish, some sort of sea monster angle. You know, you get it. Weird stuff in the water. That's cool. But then it got solved. But I left it in the top 10 because local news for the win. Hey, we're talking about WCNC Charlotte Chief Meteorologist Brad Panovich. He solved it. He found out it was a sea hare or a sea slug, not usually spotted in the area where this video was taken. Handling it like a boss, Chief Meteorologist. So I thought, yeah, let's keep that story in there. I apologize if a sea slug is common where you are. Where I am, lobster. You know, we get lobster. Imagine if you've never saw a lobster before. You'd look at that thing and be like, what even? And you eat this? So that's how I am with the sea slug. It's freaky looking. It's weird enough for me, but if this one isn't weird enough, because where you live, the sea slugs are all over the place. If that's the case, let me know. Open up Apple Podcasts, give me a 5-star review, and I will get that notification and I'll be like, okay, I need to do better.
Five.
How long is the longest dog tongue? Short answer, really long. Also short answer, 5 inches long. That's the record. Zoe the dog from Louisiana just got acknowledged by Guinness World Records for having the longest tongue on a living dog. Zoe is a Labrador German Shepherd mix. Someone had to overcome a lot of dog slobber to collect the data for this world record. For reference, Zoe's tongue is longer than a pop can, almost as long as a dollar bill. You can see photos and a video in the show notes. Shownotes.page if you want to get there fast.
Four.
Number four, the biggest crocodile in the world is also very old. 120 years old, they think. Cassius or Cassius the crocodile is 18 feet long. That's the record, biggest crocodile. But also, they just celebrated its 120th birthday. I don't know what you get a crocodile for their birthday. I'm just going to assume a meat pinata. Cassius or Cassius was captured in the mid-1980s. Now lives at Marineland Crocodile Park on Green Island, Great Barrier Reef. So biggest crocodile in the world, also pretty old. Batting two for two, I would say.
Three.
Number three is UFOs, UAPs, weird vehicles from space in the news. If you don't follow the UFO news that closely, the other day there was one of these bombshell stories that dropped. A witness from the U.S. military says there's a program in the United States that's all about locating and retrieving crashed UFOs or landed UFOs. Sometimes they haven't crashed, they just landed. And the U.S. military has a program to go get those things. This whistleblowing Air Force vet, his name is David Grush, he says there's a cover-up, he's seen evidence, and UFO pilots or whatever creatures, beings, whatever you call it, the flyers of these flying machines, they've also been retrieved and recovered. In case you missed it, the U.S. has a task force. It's fairly new. Under the Secretary of Defense, that task force is supposed to get to the bottom of weird things in the sky. They've been investigating different sightings, but this ain't that. This is completely separate, a whistleblower situation. This whistleblower was a high up in the military and did have access to secret stuff. Reporters have confirmed that David, the whistleblower, is who he says he is, but they haven't seen any documents, or certainly they haven't published any documents or evidence. David says he has evidence, but he's filed an official whistleblower complaint with Congress, and he gave them the proof. So, to be continued. Why is this a bombshell UFO story? Because it does sound like a story we've heard before. Insiders saying there's a cover-up. My takeaway, and I'm no expert on this, but I think it's the most official statement like this we've ever had from somebody within the military or with credentials. And I don't think there's ever been a whistleblower, like an official, whatever the paperwork is you call it there, an official whistleblower complaint with Congress. I think that is why this is a bombshell. We linked to the stories. Some credible journalists are following this, and also some very credible researchers. Some are buying it. Some believe it. Some saying, yeah, I don't know. Do a deep dive if you want. Check the show notes in your podcatcher, or you can go to shownotes.page. Another reason to go for a walk, fame and fortune. Citation needed. A lady who went for a walk on the beach in California found an ancient mastodon tooth sticking out of the sand, but then they lost it. Then they posted on Insta. Then they found it again. It was a roller coaster ride. A lady named Jennifer was strolling on the beach, sees this weird foot-long tooth sticking out of the sand. Jennifer took some photos, but left the thing there. She posted those photos on Facebook. Somebody from the Santa Cruz Museum of Natural History saw those photos, and they were like, hey, that's a mastodon molar. I'm paraphrasing a little bit. They went back to the beach. They couldn't find the tooth. Right here is where I thought we'd put the sound.
You want,
yeah, there it is.
You want answers.
I want the tooth.
You can't handle the tooth.
That's the sound bite. Thank you, post-production. Thank heavens for social media, because this tooth was lost. This wonderful treasure was lost. And they made a post. Somebody called the museum. A guy named Jim Smith rediscovered that tooth fossil while he was jogging on the beach. Jim sold the mastodon tooth to the museum for $300,000. No, he didn't. I'm only kidding. He donated it for free. They say it's under 1 million years old, this mastodon tooth.
One.
The number one weird story this week is PizzaBot deactivate. If you're concerned about a robot uprising, then this is a win for the humans. A robot that made pizzas was shut down because it's hard to get the cheese right. It's kind of an oversimplification. We'll get into it. But essentially, cheese was the undoing of this robot. And that's good information to file away in case we ever go to war against the robots. We may be able to weaponize cheese against them. I don't want to be insensitive. This is about a company shutting down, and that's never great. A company, a robot-based pizza company that had gotten hundreds of millions of dollars in financial backing from investors. Hundreds of millions. This company started as a pizza-making robot in a truck where the pizzas would be prepared and cooked while being delivered. That did not pan out. This is waiting there for, no, pan out, nothing. Okay, keep going. Okay. They tried to pivot from the pizza robot business into a sustainable packaging company. And that's the company that's in the news this week. It appears as though that company was not able to make a go of it. The reason they had to pivot from pizza robots to this other thing was because cheese is hard to master. The article says essentially cheese would slide off the pizzas while they were being baked in a moving vehicle. And that was the beginning, would appear, was the beginning of the end. I'm not a financial analyst. I am a cheese enthusiast. So I feel like there's something for all of us in that story. Robots, cheese, millions of dollars. That's a good spot to end. You can check out the videos, the pictures, the links if you go to the show notes section of your podcatcher, or just remember shownotes.page. I want to say hi to the crew at Funhouse Radio. They picked up the What a Weird Week program. Thanks for streaming Funhouse Radio. It's an extremely lucrative deal, you guys. You wouldn't even believe it. We're talking zeros of dollars. No, not ones with zeros. Just zeros. Zeros of dollars.